Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson, and it's Here and Now as well. Today, President Obama signed an emergency declaration for the state of Georgia to help support state and local response efforts as another icy storm makes its way through the South. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has already called for a state of emergency for 45 counties.
Jeremy, sorry to roll over you there, but this has been really quite the news coming out of Georgia. The governor's trying to avoid a repeat of what happened last month when a few inches of snow turned to ice that coated roads, stranding thousands of motorists and school children overnight and leading to a lightning round of finger pointing. Joining us now to talk about preparations for this new storm, Adam Ragusa from Georgia Public Radio in Macon, Georgia. And Adam, you know, has the Georgian governor been doing pre-prep for this storm? He was accused of not doing enough, for instance, in salting the roads last time.
Oh, absolutely. They are sending every possible signal, theatrical and substantive, to indicate that they are taking it seriously this time. The governor is obviously aware of the political context of all of this. He's up for re-election this year. His opponent is going to be the good-looking grandson of Jimmy Carter in a state that's getting demographically more Democratic every day. And he was aware that that snow jam 2 weeks ago was a body blow to his political image. So he is pulling out all the stops this time.
Well, and to assign it just to politics, we can see how that might be in the air, but it also is a doozy of a storm that's coming. We hear forecasters saying it could be catastrophic, historic. Here is the governor talking at a press conference about the possible hazards.
It will include everything from snow to ice to sleet to rain. And all of those, depending on the temperatures, will potentially cause us to have a great presence of ice on our roadways.
So, Adam, this is going to be a big storm.
Absolutely. These two things are not mutually exclusive. They are trying to put on a show of preparation, and that preparation is required. This could be very serious. We're not really talking about snow so much as the issue right now. It's ice, freezing rain. Ice storms are very serious in the South for, among other reasons, the fact that the trees down here don't lose all their leaves in the winter like they do in the North. I'm looking out my window right now, and there's lots and lots of deciduous trees with still some leaves on them, lots of trees with kudzu and other vines that don't totally defoliate in the winter over them. And that means more surface area on which the ice can form and thus weight the tree down, causing it to break or collapse onto a roadway or more likely onto power lines. And you have Georgia Power sending out press releases warning of a potentially catastrophic, their word, situation in terms of power outages.
And we know that power is still out in parts of Pennsylvania. So this storm is going to barrel up the coast. So what else has happened there? School canceled today and tomorrow in counties across the state. What else is going on?
Absolutely. Everybody's shutting down. But one of the ways in which you can see that folks are learning from that snow jam 2 weeks ago is that the governor is employing staged evacuation, for lack of a less alarming term. I'll give you an example. He sent out an email to state employees around 10:30. I'm a state employee, so I got this email, saying that anybody living outside of I-285, that's the outer ring interstate in the metro Atlanta area, should leave now, whereas anyone who lives inside of 285 should leave at noon. So they're trying to stage everybody going home today to avoid the problems that we had 2 weeks ago.
Everybody leaving at once. And just briefly, Adam, where does the equipment come from to deal with this storm?
Well, you know, the city of Atlanta does have some trucks to play with. The state has some trucks to play with. And they're going to be out there earlier than they were last time. That I can tell you. That said, I think the best way for everybody to deal with this situation is to stay home. And that's exactly what's going to happen this time.
Adam Ragusa from Georgia Public Broadcasting on the storm that's bearing down on that state and the city of Atlanta. Adam, thank you.
You got it, Robin.